What's up, y'all, and welcome back to Dad Needs to Talk. I'm your host, Robert, and today I am back after a few weeks, maybe a month. I don't know. Time is weird. But I am happy to be back. Today we're going to be just catching up on what's been going on in my time away, as well as I kind of have a topic I want to touch on surrounding a movie I saw recently, Oppenheimer, as well as an anime I watched called Oku of the Inner Chambers, that I think would be kind of a interesting thing to kind of discuss. But before I get to that, as always, if this is your first time here, then welcome. But if you're a returning listener and or watcher, then welcome back. Y'all know here at Dad Needs to Talk, it's all about fatherhood and family, manga, anime, and video games. So I hope everybody out there has been doing well. Like I said, I know it's been a little bit of time. Life has been busy, as it always is, but I kind of just had to wake up, because while yes, I am tired a lot of days, I can't be tired forever. And I feel and hope that somebody out there is waiting to hear your boy Rob talk and to come back. So that's what we are going to do today. Just kind of catch up on stuff. But like I said, I hope all of y'all out there have been doing well. To my fellow parents out there, it is back to school season. Today when I'm recording was the first day of school for my kids. So that's been, of course, busy and hectic as usual in the days leading up to today with, you know, school shopping, the clothes, the shoes, the haircuts and the redoing of hair, all that jazz in preparation of today. But you know, things went well. Everybody made it to and from school safely and stuff. Vash is now in kindergarten. My middle boy Andre, he's in fifth grade, and my big three, they do sports, so they're all in eighth grade now. And so new year, new challenges. So I, of course, wish the best for all of my kids and all the best for everybody out there, all of your kids as well, and just everybody out there in general, whether you have kids or not, if you're going back to school yourself, you know, all that stuff. So much love to all of these students out there, and I hope y'all have an awesome and healthy start of the school year. So with that being said, so lately, and I don't even know, like I said, with it being so long since I recorded, just like a little bit of catch up. Of course, as usual, sports. My daughter that does track, she, you know, summer track was a little bit rough this year, but she kind of found her groove again towards the end and ended up getting, I think, second or third in one of her events in regionals. So congrats to her. My other daughter, basketball season went good all summer. They actually have a playoff tournament this weekend to see if they might win the championship. So I'm excited for that in the coming days. And my son, doing what he do, my oldest son, him and my wife had the opportunity a month or so ago to go to Vegas to play basketball. So that was very dope that he got that opportunity to go out there. I think that the team overall finished, I think, maybe fourth or fifth, I think, out of 16 teams across the nation. And I believe he got to play against a team from Canada. So it's pretty dope, you know, second kind of international team he's gotten to play this year, because he got to play against a team from London earlier in the spring and stuff. So, and there was a big tournament here locally in DFW a few weeks ago, where my son was, well, let me go back. So while he was in Vegas, he got to meet a former NBA player, Antoine Jameson, because my son played against his son. So they took pictures and stuff together, and kind of sticking along those same lines, a few weeks ago, there was a big basketball tournament that my son's team was a part of here in DFW, and one of the people that my son was playing against was the younger brother of Anthony Black, who was the number 6th pick in the NBA draft this year, who is actually from the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. So, of course, things were kind of big in general because the younger brother and one of his teammates, one of the teammates is like one of the top-ranked kids in the country, but the brother that just got drafted, he was there as well. So my son and daughter got to take pictures with him and stuff. So all around just more cool, memorable moments and experiences and stuff. And to kind of cap things off as we kind of got ready for the school, going back to school, whatever, I made it a goal last weekend to catch up on a bunch of movies I've been wanting to see. Because I've missed a bunch of stuff this summer just because, you know, all this traveling and stuff, money was super tight. But, you know, last weekend I was like, you know what? No, I need to, you know, yes, there are bills and things that need to be paid or whatever, but we also have to live, you know, and do some stuff from time to time. So me and my middle son went and saw the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem. Me and him hopefully we'll get to record something on that soon, but just speaking in general, that movie was a blast. It was super fun to watch. I highly recommend it to anybody, especially if you have any type of nostalgia for the Ninja Turtles and stuff growing up, because like this movie, like the art style and stuff of it was so dope and cool and unique. And the voice cast was beyond amazing. They had everybody from Giancarlo Esposito to Ice Cube to John Cena, and so many other dope actors and stuff that voice all these awesome characters. And we just had a good time all the way around. Like, I was laughing the whole freaking movie. Because there were so many references and stuff. Like, there was a freaking, like, Attack on Titan reference, My Hero Academia, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, because Donatello was rocking a JoJo's Bizarre Adventure hoodie and stuff at one point. So I definitely was loving that and stuff, all the anime references. But yeah, so that movie was super dope. Highly recommend going and seeing that. Then after that, me and my daughters went to go and watch the Barbie movie, which was super awesome. And I think that my daughters were kind of the perfect age to kind of enjoy it on a larger scale, so to speak, or whatever. So just because, like, because the movie did touch on a lot of more kind of like mature themes and not necessarily like themes, whatever, but just like topics as far as, like, you know, inequality with women in the world and, you know, women empowerment and stuff like that. And so they got to kind of go and see it for the sake of it being Barbie and stuff, because of course my daughters, they wore matching little pink outfits and stuff, was so cute. But, you know, with my daughters now being teenagers, 13 about to be 14 in a few months, you know, they also kind of got to grasp some of those deeper themes and topics and stuff as well. But yeah, but we had an awesome time with that. And then lastly, I capped off my weekend by going and seeing an IMAX Oppenheimer, which I'm gonna touch on in a minute. But yeah, but aside from that, I think I might also want to try to go and watch that Blue Beetle movie in a couple of weeks. Because hey, shout out to having a Fandango account and me and my kids going watching all these movies or whatever, I got some $5 off coupons or whatever that I'm gonna cash in, so Dad can go and watch a movie. but I think I'm gonna take my middle son to go and see Blue Beetle, because watching the previews of it or whatever before Ninja Turtles, he was like, that looks kind of interesting. So I think we might try to go and watch that. I saw that there's going to be a freaking Paw Patrol movie. So I might try to maybe take Vash for his first kind of a theater experience, because I know for sure that one, it's going to be a lot of kids in there. So him being a little bit hype or whatever, that would be the perfect venue for that. So I know it's just going to be full of kids just hype and stuff. And so I think I'll probably take Vash to go see that, as well as my middle son, because my middle son was kind of like, I was kind of like, yo, nope. No lie, that movie looks kind of dope though. So, cause you know, cause he's still kind of at that perfect, cause he's 10, he'll be 11 later this year, so he's kind of still at that kind of perfect spots where, you know, he can watch some of the bigger movies or whatever, but he also still kind of enjoys some of the more kiddie stuff, whatever too. So, I'm excited for all of that. I'm trying to think of course, I've been watching a lot of anime and stuff. I'm not going to dive into too much or whatever. I'll probably, in probably a couple of weeks, because we're about to hit the midway point of the anime season. So I would definitely probably do like a mid-season check-in episode or something soon, just to kind of let y'all know what shows I've been watching for the summer 2023 anime season. You know, what stuff I've kind of stuck with and what stuff I'm maybe dropped, and what stuff I'm just purposely waiting on, you know, to kind of like build up or wait for the season to finish, whatever. So, but of course, you know, shout out, of course, to Jujutsu Kaisen and Bleach and Jobless Reincarnation and stuff. I guess since I'm already here, just very briefly, whatever. You know, Zom 100, really enjoying that. A surprise one that I've fell in love with and I've been enjoying every week is My Happy Marriage. That one is streaming on Netflix right now every Wednesday. That one, and I'm happy to see like so many people on the timeline on Twitter and stuff talking about it every week. Like I said, I'm gonna go a little bit more in depth on what more of these shows and stuff are, like I said, in one of the next episodes, whatever. But just kind of just running down some of the stuff I've been watching. But yeah, so that Harley Quinn, the Harley Quinn show is back. I haven't watched it yet because I think I want to kind of like let that build up and watch that in a couple of weeks, or once the season is over. My Adventures with Superman, I watched the first few episodes of that. That is dope, but I think I'm also going to let that build up some. Reservation Dogs is back for its final season. And yeah, I know I talked about before, like maybe like sometime last year or whatever, how much I fell in love with that show. And shout out to the homie Ari from Sundari for recommending that show when she was on last fall. Because I really love that show. Very powerful show. So I'm excited to dive into that. But like, so I'm trying to wait for at least for it to maybe get close to it ending or whatever, because this is the final season. So I definitely want to just watch that in a good little chunk session or whatever. What else? I feel like it's just so much stuff on the horizon, but I think those are kind of like the main ones I'm either watching or looking forward to watching. I still need to finish up Itaewon Class. I have one episode of that left, but that's like a freaking hour and a half. So I just need to buckle down. Maybe this weekend, go ahead and knock that out, because I definitely would love to talk about that on the podcast more. And of course, since the last time I recorded, you know, I've been checking out more stuff. I read and reviewed this dope series from Saturday AM and from the author J.R.D. Bard called Underground, which is a mixed martial arts manga type series that is like super dope, beautiful art, done by a black creator. So go check out my review of that. So look forward to doing more stuff regarding that and Saturday AM in general. And of course, I finally finished reading Ikigami the Ultimate. Fantastic read. I've already recorded my review for it. I just haven't posted it yet. Maybe I'll post it sometime this month. But that was a fantastic suspenseful read. Just kind of getting the look at, you know, just kind of just seeing the kind of like the thought process of somebody knowing that they only have 24 hours to live, that was a very, very, some very powerful mini stories within this overall story along the way. I'm trying to think. I think that's kind of it in general as far as like a quick rundown of stuff I've been watching and reading. Quickly, I want to give a quick shout out to somebody as well. Somebody that I met recently online that hit me up. That seems like he has some pretty interesting stuff in the works that he is putting together and trying to work on. Shout out to Javon Harris, the creator of Loom Bento. And hopefully I pronounced that right. Apologies if I didn't. But he created a site and a platform to kind of help publish manga and light novels and stuff, to kind of basically just trying to give more platforms for different creatives and stuff. So I've been kind of chatting with him and stuff. So go check him out, check his work out, check his platform out. And hopefully maybe in the future me and him can kind of get together and talk once I kind of get my stuff in order. Which, speaking of which, I almost thought I would be down and out for a while, because y'all know I talked a while back about how, you know, I currently can't really do too many collaborations and stuff because my laptop has been having this freaking weird issue with the wireless adapter or something, whatever, I don't know, to where it would just randomly drop internet connection, but it would only do it when I'm like collabing with somebody. So I'm thinking this maybe too much, I'm trying to multitask too much on this kind of weak machine. You know, of course, hey, I love it for what it is. You know, it was a affordable investment for me to start my podcast journey and stuff, and I wouldn't be anywhere near where I am without this little laptop. But I kind of have outgrown it at a faster pace than what I was thinking when I initially bought it, because I didn't know or think that I would be at the point that I'm at just in these short couple of years of doing collabs with people, getting to do conventions, doing panels at conventions, talking to college classes about podcasting and all this stuff in such a short amount of time, and having that impact or whatever. So definitely when I kind of get things in better order, I will definitely be upgrading and getting a big boy. Dad needs a PC upgrade for sure in the future. But the other day I ran into an issue that we've actually had at work, to where, so at my job we have Dell laptops, and about a month ago we started seeing where randomly laptops, like the Wi-Fi driver, would just crap out or whatever. And so, you know, me and the guys at work, we were thinking like, okay, it was just something just isolated with Dell and stuff, whatever, because that's, you know, that's what we have at work or whatever. But of course, you know, we just plug it into an Ethernet cable, go to the Dell website, you know, update the driver, and, you know, we're back in business or whatever. Well, the other night, I used my laptop earlier that day, whatever, went out doing work and family business and stuff, whatever. Came down to sit in my space to watch some anime, and I just see the little globe logo of no internet. I'm like, okay, it'll reconnect in a second. Minute or so passed, I'm like, still no internet. So I click on it or whatever. I didn't even have an option for Wi-Fi. Like the entire option for wireless network was just gone. And I went and looked at my computer settings or whatever, and noticed that the driver was missing. And this is a Lenovo laptop. So I'm like, okay, so I'm thinking just through process of elimination is that there's some type of weird, funky issue going on, possibly with Windows updates in general, because it's not just tied to one brand of device. It's happening across the board. But, you know, your boy putting my IT skills to work, and remembering with IT stuff, always start with the basics. Don't jump to the worst possible, super complicated solution or whatever. Start with the basics. And I was able to fix it by just simply going to the device manager and disabling the Wi-Fi driver. Let it sit for a few minutes. and then went back and airboarded it again, and now it's been working. Otherwise, y'all wouldn't be seeing or hearing this episode. So shout out to Robert IT Brain for not forgetting my roots or whatever. Because it's like, hey, this is my job. If I can't solve it or whatever, then what are they paying me for? So that's kind of like a rough rundown of everything that's been kind of been going on, what I've been watching and getting into and stuff, whatever, lately since I've been away. So real quick, I also kind of got to give another quick shout out before I jump into my topic or whatever. And these guys will probably never even see this or hear of me or whatever because they're way bigger than I am. But I do have to give a special shout out to this podcast called The Pivot. Now, this podcast is done by three former NFL players, Ryan Clark, Channing, and Fred Taylor. And it is a very deep and very powerful podcast where they have interviews and discussions with a variety of different athletes and celebrities and stuff. They've had, you know, people from, you know, Kevin Hart to The Rock, Stephen A. Smith, Dana White, Floyd Mayweather, Mike Tyson, Mike Tomlin, so many people just across the board, Taylor Rooks, and just so many people, and Michael Beasley. That was like one of like their most powerful episodes. But just kind of listening to that show, it's helped me a lot, as not just from a creative aspect, just seeing the work and grind that these guys do. Of course, like they kind of have a higher starting point, like, so them being former NFL players or whatever, so of course they have, you know, the funds and the context and stuff, but still just seeing their work ethic and then hearing these very deep conversations that they have with a lot of these people, you know, from, you know, like I said, from the athlete side, and just some of them being fathers, mothers, parents in general and stuff, and just some of their different life experiences and stuff and things of that nature. And it's kind of just been very helpful for me to kind of like recontextualize how I kind of think of stuff as a parent, how I think of stuff as a man, as a black person, as a person in general. And so I definitely had to kind of give them a shout out, because I kind of spend a lot of time at work, as I'm kind of going through and doing my day-to-day task, listening to their show and just kind of getting that inspiration and motivation. And so, like I said, they'll probably never see this or know who Robert or Danny Satalk is, but I definitely have to give, you know, a shout out to them and that platform. And like I said, I highly recommend y'all going and checking that out, because even if you've not really an athlete yourself, whatever, there are still so many powerful messages to be heard and stuff from that show. So now, as they do, pivoting the conversation, the topic I kind of wanted to touch on today, and like I said, this is kind of came to mind, because like I said, I watched the anime for Oku of the Inner Chambers a few weeks ago, but especially after watching Oppenheimer this weekend, and the kind of subject and theme I kind of just want to touch on a little bit is the weight of humanity and kind of like the mental aspects, the mindset of certain people that get put in certain roles or positions, and how, you know, that might affect them, knowing that they have the weight of literal humanity on their shoulders. And so to kind of give a little bit of more context for what I'm about to talk about or whatever, I guess I'll start with Oku of the Inner Chambers real quick. So this series basically follows, and the anime for this is on Netflix, it's 10 episodes long, but it basically follows the Edo period in Japan, and this rare disease spreads through the country, What do they call it? They call it red face pox. And basically, the disease only targets typically young men or young adult men. And so that leads to a decrease in the male population to the point where it's like one for like every five women is one male or whatever, so to speak. And so with that happening, you know, a lot of the societal norms start to shift to where now there at the top, it ends up having to be a female shogun because there's no male heirs. A lot of the families and different businesses and stuff, whatever, a lot of the women in the families have to take over the farming and the shopkeeping, blacksmithing, all this stuff, whatever, because now they're having to protect the few males or whatever from getting sick so that, you know, families and lineages can continue. So that's the crux behind Oku of the Inner Chambers, and it is a very powerful story, but of course with some kind of like heavy themes, heavy episodes, so kind of know going into it what that is. And then on the other side, Oppenheimer follows the story of J. Robert Oppenheimer, on which my name also being Robert, you know, just hearing that name all throughout the movie, whatever, you know, it kind of follows his journey into, or it basically follows him as a person being the person who is known as the father of the atomic bomb. He is kind of like the mind, the mastermind, so to speak, behind the process that led to the atomic bomb being created. And of course, you know what we know happens with that being dropped, the two atomic bombs that ended up being dropped on Japan back during that time, and how that kind of just changed, you know, the world in so many ways or whatever. And so just kind of watching that movie, watching this anime, and even in a way of reading Ikigami as well, it just kind of just makes me think about how much pressure certain situations might be on a person. And kind of like, because of course, like, you know, like I'm watching this movie from the perspective of hindsight all these years later after this, whatever, but watching this movie and just kind of seeing the kind of mental anguish in some sense of not just him but the people around him, of this thing that they're in the process of creating. And of course, you know, eventually it gets to a point where it's like, okay, they created it. Well, now how it's used is no longer in their grasp, because, hey, big government just comes to, all right, you know, just come, just pluck it out. All right, thanks for creating the bomb. We'll take it from here. And then, you know, they do what they did. But still having that weight on you, because even though, yes, you might not have been the one that dropped the bomb on Japan, but still the fact of you had a hand in creating this world-changing thing. And it just kind of just makes me, you know, just kind of made me like sit back and think, if, you know, and it kind of just like sometimes made me wonder of like, maybe I don't want to do or get too big in this space or content creation or be super well known to the point to where my words could, or my actions could potentially influence millions of people, hundreds, thousands of people. Because even like example, something else that happened over the weekend, this streamer, I think his name is Kai Sinat or whatever, I don't know how to pronounce it or whatever, but how, you know, he's super big streamer or whatever, but he's young, 21-year-old guy, and he carelessly just put out a message being like, hey, I'm gonna do a giveaway where I'm giving away a PS5 and some other stuff, whatever. We're gonna meet at Union Park in New York, whatever, at this time, whatever. And thousands of people descended upon that park with no other planning, no letting lawmakers know or whoever to kind of organize the thing. Just like, hey, just show up at this spot. And it led to riots in the street, people getting arrested, businesses in the area just getting thrashed. And this is all, of course, it's not, it's partly on this guy for carelessly saying it or whatever, but just the fact that his voice, his influence is so great that he can just say, hey, I'm gonna be here at this place at this time doing this thing, and thousands of people come and chaos ensue. Like I said, it just kind of just makes you think of the mindset of knowing you have that much power, that much influence on people. Because even the small tiny bit of whatever type of influence even I might have, of something as simple as, hey, I read and reviewed, you know, Underground or 20th Century Boys or whatever, Venom Saga, Blue Period, whatever, and that somebody can comment on my video or message me or whatever and be like, hey, thanks for reviewing this, or hey, thanks for talking about this, whatever, I went and read that, or hey, I went and watched it, or hey, I went and bought that game, or hey, I went and, you know, checked out that soda that you said, oh, Robert talked about that new strawberries and cream Dr. Pepper or whatever a while back, and I went and bought me a pack and I like it too, whatever. And it's like, even just that's my small little bit of influence or whatever, sometimes like, yo, you know, I only have, you know, a few hundred subscribers on YouTube, and you know, maybe a few dozen people that listen to the podcast regularly or whatever, but even still, just knowing that my voice can move people in some way or another, just kind of, you know, wants to keep it kind of wants to make sure I keep myself humble in a way. But like I said, just kind of just knowing the potential domino effect that could have on people around me, because kind of thinking, going back to Oppenheimer, and just kind of like looking on like his family lineage after him or whatever, where like, you know, his daughter, you know, got into like some science stuff, whatever, and she tried to she tried to get into some type of like big government thing or whatever, where she, you know, needed like security clearance to do whatever thing, whatever. Well, because of how the government and stuff treated her father after, in a way, it's like, okay, hey, cool, you created this thing for us, whatever, now we're gonna take you to trial and all this other crazy stuff, whatever, and strip you of your security clearance and all this stuff, whatever. Well, now when his daughter went to go get some security clearance, it's like, your dad, and we're gonna deny you this, whatever. And you know, she ended up, you know, due to that situation and some other stuff, whatever, taking herself out, unfortunately, whatever. And it's like, and also kind of looking into, because of course another big figure that was around back during that time was Albert Einstein. And just kind of after the movie, and like because honestly, and of course this is just like my lack of knowledge or whatever, but you know, it's kind of crazy, because I always think of like Albert Einstein being super mega old, but it's like, no, Albert Einstein was around during World War I and II or whatever, and he knew Oppenheimer, and Oppenheimer went and talked to Albert Einstein about some of these early ideas or whatever, but Einstein was like, I don't want no part of this whatever, and telling, you know, Oppenheimer like, hey, it's your time now, whatever, you're gonna see how they treat you. Like, yes, you're gonna get the big awards, and they're gonna pat you on the back and shake your hand and all this stuff when you do these great things, but then basically, for lack of a better term, it's like eventually they will turn on you and demonize you and criticize you for changing things and all this stuff, whatever. And just kind of like looking at the pressure on Einstein's lineage, to where you have somebody who is considered one of the greatest minds of the human race in history or whatever. What kind of pressure is that on your kids, your grandkids, your great-grandkids now, whatever, to where most of, I think, like the great-grandkids, whatever, they live in like solitude or whatever, you know, just because of that pressure of, you know, being put in, trying to live up to that lineage or whatever. And it just kind of just honestly just kind of scary to think about. And like I said, like Oppenheimer, watching that movie, it just like really set heavy, it was like a heavy weight on my mind that whole night and the couple of days following me watching or whatever, to the point to where for majority of my car ride home, I just sat in silence. Honestly, I sat in silence in my car for a few minutes before even driving off. But even then, I didn't even want to listen to any music or listen to a podcast or whatever on my drive home. I just wanted to just be in silence with my thoughts. Because like I said, just like that movie, like I said, was just phenomenal. Just a phenomenal look at a person. Because I sometimes find myself having like mental anguish over just various day-to-day life stuff I have to deal with as a person, as a man, as a father, and stuff with my family, with my kids, you know, stuff with work, stuff with, you know, what I'm doing with this podcast and content creation and stuff, whatever. And it's just like thinking of some of the day-to-day pressures I have, just like example of like, hey, you know, I got my family depending on me for certain stuff, whatever. And then just like even trying to fathom that multiplied times millions of, it's not just my little family here that I have to think of the impact of what I do or whatever has on them. But with Oppenheimer, just throughout that movie, they especially like I said, as things kind of got deeper and deeper into the research and them creating this thing, whatever, and doing the tests and stuff, whatever. And just knowing, like I said, for one, that literally the fate of your whole country starting off on that point or whatever is depending on you, because it's like, hey man, hey, if you don't create this or whatever, then somebody else will or whatever, and they'll use it on us first, whatever, if we don't use it or whatever. But then like I said, like then it going from just, okay, I'm doing this to protect my country, my home, so to speak, to now I've created something that has forever changed the course of humanity. How do you even fathom that type of mindset? But like I said, the movie did such a great job of those moments to where, you know, where he's going out in front of a crowd, you know, that they're all there to see him or whatever and congratulate him or whatever, to where it's like sometimes he was just zoning out, just like from all the noise and the lights and the applause and the foot stomping or whatever. And it just all just like zoned out. He's just like, just encapsulated in the moment or whatever. I can't even imagine. And like I said, I don't know if I would ever want to be in that position. Because I think that might be something that might potentially drive me towards insanity. Or honestly, it would probably lead me towards wanting to live a life of seclusion, you know, because you know, there's even been times to where I've kind of thought back to like me even making the choice of switching to doing video and stuff for my podcast and stuff, you know, all that time back, you know, just because it's like sometimes it's like, okay, well, hey, now it's not just my voice is out there, now my face is out there and stuff. And why even sometimes I be hesitant about, you know, having my kids and stuff on sometimes, to where it's like, you know, some of them, their faces are kind of getting out there anyways, because, you know, like my older ones that are doing sports, whatever, so like they're, you know, on social media and stuff from time to time, or getting posted in clips or highlight reels from different tournaments and events and stuff, whatever. So it's like they're already getting exposure in some ways or whatever. So, you know, it's kind of you know, in some ways kind of already getting out of my hand or whatever. And so it's just a tricky, just a tricky line to kind of toe. But at the same time, I'm still glad that I do this, that I did take these steps to create this platform, to put my voice out there, to put my face out there, because there are other people out there like me, whether it's just the simple fact of you're a fellow nerd, or you're a fellow black person, black man, you're a fellow dad, a parent in general, and just knowing that, oh, hey, there's another black out there. Hey, there's another dad, there's another parent that is doing this stuff, that is talking about the nerdy things he loves, as well as talking about family issues and just life experiences and stuff. And so I do this because I hope that it means something to someone out there. And like I said, regardless of, you know, how or where this thing might go, you know, hey, maybe I never get any bigger than what I am now, or who knows, maybe someday I become one of the biggest things in the world. But whatever the case may be, it's just a matter of making sure I stay humble and just try to keep as much control of my image, my message and stuff as possible. But like I said, the thing with Oppenheimer, it's just like sometimes these things get larger than you, and stuff like that. Or in the case of like with Oku of the Inner Chambers, sometimes it is literally life-threatening situations to where it's like, hey, somebody had to step up and make a change. And that's what, you know, a lot of the women and their families and stuff did, was like, well, we still need to eat, and we still need to, you know, get work and make money and stuff, whatever. So, hey, I'll step up and I'll take care of, you know, doing the farm. I'll take care of running the business. I'll take care of being the blacksmith. I'll step up and be the shogun and just make those tough calls, because sometimes it takes somebody being the target, someone being the face, to make their family, their community, their nation, the world move and to shift in certain ways. And Oppenheimer ended up being the person put in that position. And so I hope that all of that I said made some type of sense to somebody out there. And, you know, I hope that, you know, it's just a reminder that while some of us, there are some people that have a lot of actual power, a lot of influence, a lot of weight on them in the things they do, they say, at the end of it, we do also start to remember that we are all people. Those are all people, saying and doing these different things, whatever. And so sometimes try to give some bit of grace with some stuff, whatever, but also, of course, holding people accountable when they need to be held accountable. But like I said, also knowing that, like, hey, there's a way to be constructive criticism, so to speak, with certain things or topics to be discussed and things like that. Because like I said, sometimes things just kind of blow up and get big and greater than we ever anticipated. Because it's kind of like a recent example as well. DreamCon was a week or two ago, and it was crazy kind of seeing how much growth they've had. And so just for context of what I'm talking about, so they put up how their numbers grew since they started. So in 2018, they had 800 attendees to the convention. 2019, 1,200. Of course, 2020, COVID, so no convention. 2021, 3,000. 22, 6,000. This year, 2023, so 6,000 last year. This year, they had over 20,000 attendees. So they went from growing by a few hundred to doubling to tripling to practically quadrupling within a year. And it's just like, you know, and certain, you know, people and stuff I see around you know, it's just kind of a reminder that, like, you know, of course it's a mix between, obviously, if you're doing good work and putting out good stuff, whatever, people will come, you know, but like I said, sometimes the growth and stuff is planned and some of the stuff that we do, and then sometimes, you know, you create something that you're like, okay, I think that was solid, or you're like, eh, I don't know, but I still post it, and then you wake up the next day and potentially your life has changed, you know, or it might take, hey, maybe you've been putting out good stuff, whatever, but you're just not getting noticed or attention because of, you know, the algorithms and different stuff like that or whatever. And then maybe you get on somebody who's bigger, get on their radar, they shout you out or whatever, and then overnight, boom, you grow, you explode, you know, and you have more, you know, fame and wealth than what you can ever imagine. I know that happened with Country Wayne and his skits and stuff all them years ago, and so many other people and stuff. So I guess I'll just say, continue to be who you are and to do what you do. But like I said, but just know and remember that your words do have power. Even if you feel like you don't have a bunch of followers or a bunch of influence and reach and all this stuff, whatever, sometimes, like I said, you never know who might get impacted by what you say and what you do. And so just continue to do what you do because you enjoy it. I kind of got to go, going back to you know, when I shouted out Sundari earlier, she did a interview recently with Cheyenne the Geek, and talking about her journey into, you know, all the different opportunities and hosting gigs and work and stuff that she's done over the years or whatever. And, you know, one of the things she talked about was like, hey, don't get so fixated on, you know, the numbers and followers and all that stuff, whatever, because it's like, yeah, it's cool, but at the same time, whatever, if you're doing good work, it will get recognized. Because I know plenty of people who have big listeners or whatever on their podcast or on their videos or whatever, but if you look at their Twitter, it's like, okay, you know, like, perfect example, shout out to the homies over at Three Weebs in a Podcast. Like, they've been one of the top five anime podcasts for a couple of years now, whatever, but, you know, they don't have like a super big following on Twitter or whatever, but, you know, it's like, those things don't always equate success or whatever. So I kind of went off on a little bit of a tangent there, whatever, but like I said, just all of that, like I said, I hope that something that I said here with this subject will resonate with somebody in some way. That all kind of led me to wanting to get back in the swing of recording and doing the podcast and stuff, because like I said, I've honestly missed it, and like I said, I kind of, you know, kind of took the route and the excuse of, you know, being tired, of course, and of course I was tired. But at the same time, like I said earlier, or I mentioned on Twitter or whatever, I can't be tired forever. And part of me do hope that maybe someday that this might grow into something more than I could ever imagine. But it can never grow if I'm not doing anything or whatever. And like I said, just listen to these different interviews that Ari did, and like I said, the stuff for watching the Pivot podcast and all that stuff, and just all these things I'm just kind of like taking in and absorbing. And like I said, I wanted to kind of put my thoughts and stuff out there to those of y'all, because like I said, hopefully some of y'all missed me being in your podcast feed or in your YouTube feed or wherever you find me at over these last few weeks and stuff. So I definitely had to come back and talk to y'all and like I said, just kind of get my thoughts out there on some of this stuff. So let me know, you know, if y'all got to go watch Oppenheimer or anything else that was kind of impacted you in a way lately and stuff. So I definitely would love to have that conversation. So before I get out of here, I definitely want to kind of shout out I tried out doing some YouTube shorts a couple weeks ago, whatever, and I really enjoyed it. I took a different approach on them to where I kind of wanted to put more of a personal spin on these YouTube shorts and stuff than normal, whatever. So so the couple of shorts that I did. So a couple of them, I talked about a couple of new manga I read. One of them is a Wild Strawberry, which is a series where, I'm trying to make sure I don't get it mixed up, to where for whatever reason, these wild plants started taking over Japan. And it basically kind of turned into like a Tokyo Ghoul / Parasite Maxim type of vibe, to where if you get infected with these plants, whatever, then eventually they'll take over your body, whatever. And there are some people who can kind of control them, like I said, kind of like a ghoul thing, or like some of the people in Parasite or whatever. So I did a short on that. I also did a short on Full Night, which is another kind of plant-based mystery series. But in this one, the sun got blocked out some time ago. And so, of course, there's not enough oxygen in the air for humanity. And so there's this program to where if you're on the verge of death, or you know you're probably about to die soon, you can get this kind of like surgery done that basically gets this seed implanted in your body, to where within, I think it's like 2 years, you will fully turn, your body will fully turn into a plant. And then, of course, then you would then be providing oxygen and stuff to the world, to humanity and stuff, whatever, in exchange for, you get a pretty hefty sum of money or whatever to use in these last couple of years of your life or whatever. So that one's been pretty dope. But the other three shorts I did one called One Piece is Forever, that kind of just ties into how One Piece is always there and has an impact on my life over the years, like how One Piece has been there through me getting married, having kids, job changes, life changes and stuff. I did another one called Aoashi and a Parent's Hope, where it kind of focuses on just like how we kind of hope for the best, you know, in our kids and things like that. And then I did one called Vinland Saga, A Journey of Healing, and just kind of talking about how that Thorfinn's journey of, you know, what he dealt with as a child, you know, losing his father to the path of revenge and losing that, and then having to kind of like find a new purpose again or whatever. So those kind of those really special ones that I did. So go check those out on my YouTube channel. Like I said, I have other reviews and stuff that I have in the tuck. I have some discussions I did on The Bear and what I did with the homie Chris from Anime Yensho and stuff lately that I still need to get situated and stuff, because they kind of had some problem. I kind of had some problems when recording those, because that was when my Wi-Fi issues and stuff was going on. So I got to get those situated or whatever. So hopefully I can have those out over the coming weeks. I'm trying to think, aside from that, like I said, I'm trying to get myself ramped up and prepped back up to play more games and stuff, y'all, because it's been so many like interesting games that have come out lately, whatever, that I've been wanting to try out or whatever. I just haven't been able to find that groove again, and this is something I kind of want to, maybe I'll do like another kind of, maybe like a mini episode talking about this, but I definitely want to kind of touch on the topic of taking back my time. And like I said, I'm going to go into like a whole different thing on this another day or whatever, but it just, I give a lot of myself to my family, my wife, my kids, my job and stuff, and I need to take some of that back for me. And you know, in doing the things I loved doing, like playing games and stuff, whatever, because a lot of that just kind of lost as I've put so much of myself into other stuff. But like I said, I'll save that for another topic later on or whatever. But you know, there are some dope games coming up on the horizon. Like Pikmin 4 came out recently. Me and Vash played a little bit of the demo of that on the Switch, and that was really fun to do, whatever. Vash had so much fun, just We worked together to create the little the character and stuff that he wanted to create in the game. Like those of y'all watching the video, that's the character Vash had created. He wanted to go all pink with the pink mohawk and all spacesuit or whatever. So that was kind of funny. diving into that, I'm interested in trying potentially. I don't know if I'm actually gonna pull the trigger and get it, but I'm interested in potentially trying out Armored Core 6 when that comes out at the end of the month. I pre-ordered me the Spider-Man PS5 controller, the DualSense controller, just because I've been needing to get a second controller for a long time. I'm still so sad that dumb Robert from a year ago didn't pre-order the God of War one, because that one was the perfect one for me. It was my favorite color, blue. It had wolves on it, which is my favorite animal. And like I said, God of War, which y'all know how much that series means to me and my connection with my son Vash. But I was like, you know what? I'll get this one or whatever. And I'm planning on putting it up. Like that is my controller. That is Dad's controller. Like, because, man, I don't know what happened lately, but Vash, like, he didn't tow up one of my thumbsticks on my PS5 controller. I went to go play it last night or whatever. He has a bad habit of, while he's eating and snacking or whatever, playing on the games and stuff, whatever. So both my controller, my PS4 controller, and my wife's Xbox Series controller are kind of jacked up or whatever. And so I'm like, when I get the Spider-Man one or whatever, I will be playing with it or whatever. And when I'm not home, it's either going to be put up somewhere hiding, or I'm going to put it in my backpack and I'll take it to work with me. That's how much I don't trust leaving it here or whatever. And like I said, same thing with my wife. I'm about to get her another, which that's the reason why I got her the controller she had now. I was like, hey, Vash messed up your last one. Here's one. I think I got it for her for Valentine's Day or for her birthday or whatever earlier this year. And I was like, hey, this is yours. But she messed around, let Vash get his little mitts on her or whatever, and now it's jacked up. So I'm going to do that as a little treat to myself. Starfield is a month away. I don't know how deep I'll get into it, because I'm not too big of an RPG guy or whatever. But hey, it's going to be on Game Pass, so I definitely got to at least like take it for a spin. I got to at least download it or whatever, or take it for a spin around the block. But most of the big games I'm looking forward to whatever is like in October. So like Mario Wonder, Spider-Man 2, Alan Wake 2, different stuff like that. I'm more interested in checking out. But I am curious, and this might be one I kind of pull the trigger on maybe sometime soon, just to kind of like get myself back in the groove of playing something for me. Telltale is back. Telltale Games is back, and they just put out a game for based on the Expanse TV show, book series, or whatever. I've heard great things about the show or the series in general, or whatever. And so I was like, you know what? I enjoyed playing a lot of the Telltale games back in the day, whatever. Of course, you know, they were a little janky and stuff, whatever. So, which is why they kind of ended up shutting down, having to go away for a while. But I hope that, you know, they've learned some lessons or whatever and come back with a newer, better engine and stuff, whatever. So I think I want to maybe give this game a chance, and maybe it might be a worth for me to kind of like get introduced into this Expanse series or whatever, and maybe it might convince me to want to watch the show or whatever on I think it's on Amazon Prime and stuff. So which speaking of Amazon Prime real quick, whatever, shout out to Invincible season 2 is coming back later this year, along with Loki season 2, both of them coming out later in the fall. But they put out a Adam and Eve special for Invincible a couple weeks ago, whatever, that I need to dive into and watch that as well. So I have a lot of stuff I need to watch and check out and stuff. So I think I might check out that Expanse show, or that Expanse game or whatever first, and then kind of see like where that might take me and stuff, whatever. So it's a lot of stuff, like, so I kind of want to dive into and dabble into. For those of y'all that don't follow my YouTube channel or whatever, I did a video last week, kind of like a final bigish manga haul for now, because I need to cut off on doing manga hauls, which I've been stopped doing it for a while, but I just had all this stuff just piled up behind me. I just wanted to do a haul, to document it or whatever, but I want to start going through stuff with purpose, and that's why, like I said, I kind of just buckled down and delve into reading Ikigami the Ultimate. Loved it. Now I kind of want to start going through, especially some of these series that I have the full set for, like Sweat and Soap, like No Gun's Life. Want to catch up on Villain Saga and Lost Lad London and so many other series or whatever. So I want to have more appreciation for the stuff I have, versus always running out and buying, and then, you know, it's stuff that I bought my first year of doing the podcast that I still have never read. Some stuff is still in the freaking plastic wrapping, man. So it's like, Rob, you got to do better or whatever, and I can have more better purpose and intention in the content and stuff that I do, things I talk about and stuff. But yeah, so little ramble from me on that or whatever, but I think aside from that, I think that's it, man. Like I said, I hope that y'all enjoyed this episode. Like I said, it feels good to be back doing this. Like I said, after not really doing it in a month, because I did the one review, whatever, and some of those shorts, which, of course, hey, those shorts took a lot of time and a lot of passion, whatever, for sure, because trying to condense a constructive thought and message into a minute is a task upon itself, but I'm happy to be able to come here and just talk with y'all for about an hour or so today. And like I said, I hope that y'all receive this once y'all watch it, listen to it, all that stuff, whatever. And look forward to the other dope stuff that I have coming. And like I said, I look forward to hopefully being on the road to growth and prosperity. Like I said, I have plans for big things coming in the future as I kind of get my technology and set up and stuff in order. I definitely want to do more things, but I want to, you know, function within the confines of what I have now and make do with what I have. Cause y'all been rocking with me to this point, so I know y'all don't come here because, oh, Robert got the biggest and latest and greatest setup, whatever. It's like, y'all come here because y'all want to hear me talk, y'all want to see me, y'all want to know what I'm thinking, what I'm doing, what I'm into or whatever, and I greatly appreciate that. And so, like I said, hey, here's to bigger and better things and to a bright future. But I think I'm gonna wrap it up there. As always, thank y'all so much for watching and or listening. As always, you can find me everywhere at Dad Needs to Talk. And hit me up, let me know what y'all have been up to lately, what y'all been watching, reading, playing, what's on y'all horizon of stuff that you're interested in. What do y'all think of the topic of the weight, the mental weight of humanity that I touched on today? And yeah, all of that stuff. But yeah, so thank you so much. And y'all take care of yourselves. Like I said, shout out to all of the kids, the families, everybody that's involved with going back to school. And make sure those of y'all be careful out there. Like, as y'all are going through these school zones or just different areas, neighborhoods or whatever, drive slow, drive safe or whatever, because I don't want to see any more sad news stories like the unfortunate one at Frisco ISD here in DFW, where the young man, first day of school, 10th grade, he riding his bike to school for football practice or whatever, somebody going too fast through the school zone hit the young man on his bike, and he unfortunately didn't make it. And so it's like, we definitely don't want to endanger anybody, especially our youth, man. Like we got to take care of the kids and stuff. And so be mindful. Don't always be in such a rush as we try to go to and fro from the places we need to get to, because you being in a rush could change the trajectory of your life and of somebody else's life, because now that one situation changed the course of that kid's family's life forever, and now the person who did it, their life has changed forever too. So let's all just be careful, be safe, and take care of one another. And as I always say, treat yourself to something nice. Read some manga, watch some anime and TV, play some video games, and live your best life. And with that, I'm out. I love y'all so much. Thank you for all the support and everything. And I will catch y'all on the next one. Y'all be easy. Peace.